Hello and welcome to $100 Plus Mileage, your podcast for New Hampshire bills that may not make the headlines but could still impact your life. I'm Mike Dunbar, content editor for Citizens Count, and I'm joined by Anna Brown, our organization's director for research and analysis. Anna, I'm not sure how many of our listeners fancy themselves treasure hunters, but for those that do, our topic this week could definitely impact them.
That's right. This week we are talking about SB 474, a bill to remove the right to treasure hunt with a metal detector on school grounds.
Okay, I have so many questions. To be honest, I didn't even know I had that right, and I'm not sure how I feel about having that right.
Well, you might not have it for much longer the way things are going.
I'm definitely going to need you to explain this one to me. So where exactly does Granite State law say that I can go metal detecting on school grounds? Pretty sure I've never seen that in the New Hampshire Constitution.
Well, there is a right to revolution, so you never know what you might find in our Constitution. But no, not a constitutional right. We're talking about a state law, New Hampshire RSA 227-C:12, in case any of you are frantically running to get your huge encyclopedia of state laws. It states in part that treasure hunting with metal detectors is allowed on beaches, athletic fields, school grounds, perimeters of cemeteries, unpaved roads, within 25 feet of picnic tables and park pavilions, and currently used dumps. The legal use of metal detectors and dowsing rods is part of a larger law that regulates archaeological investigations and historic resources.
So oddly specific. Okay, I'm definitely intrigued now. There's got to be a story behind this. When did all this come about?
Well, RSA 227-C dates back to the 1980s. Metal detecting goes back a lot farther. One of the earliest metal detectors was invented by Alexander Graham Bell in 1881 to locate a bullet lodged in President James Garfield's chest after he was shot. The technology developed in the decades following, with significant developments spurred by World War II, and the hobby rose in popularity among recreational treasure seekers in the 60s and 70s. Around this time, lawmakers became concerned with the potential impact on archaeological sites and cultural heritage. So on the federal level, Congress passed the Archaeological Resources Protection Act of 1979, which restricts metal detecting on federal lands. And around this time, New Hampshire chose to clarify its own laws on the subject as well.
This keeps getting more and more fascinating. I can see how metal detecting could have proponents and detractors, where it's a great way to get outside, but also needs to be regulated to prevent having genuine historical artifacts made off with. But the issue here isn't about artifacts. Why don't you tell us about this bill specifically?
This year, Senator Kerry Gendreau, a Republican from Littleton, introduced SB 474, a bill that would strike athletic fields and school grounds from the list of legal metal detecting locations allowed under state law. During the most recent hearing on SB 474, Senator Gendreau acknowledged the rising popularity of metal detecting and the excitement treasure seekers can feel when they discover a lost item. However, she testified that student athletes have been injured on fields in Colebrook, where treasure seekers have failed to properly fill the holes back in after digging for buried artifacts. Therefore, she believes the law should be changed to exclude athletic fields and school grounds from the list of allowed areas.
Okay, somehow I didn't see the issue being that people weren't filling the holes back in.
Right, like I can see not wanting to allow random adults to be wandering around school athletic fields with metal detectors, but I didn't expect this to be the reason they wanted to stop allowing it.
Okay, but there must be opponents to this bill, I assume. Were the treasure hunters out in force at the hearing?
Not at all. Senator Gendreau was the only person who spoke, which, by the way, not terribly uncommon at public hearings, and that's why I always encourage people to chime in. You literally might be the only person besides the sponsor sharing an opinion, which makes you the de facto subject matter expert in residence. Anyway, while no one spoke in opposition to the bill at the hearing, some New Hampshire metal detector enthusiasts have posted online about the bill. They argue that uncovered holes can be a hazard anywhere, not just athletic fields. Treasure hunters might in fact make fields safer by removing dangerous metal objects like nails.
Okay, fair point.
In general, defenders of the metal detecting hobby argue that enthusiasts contribute to the understanding of local history and culture. Every year, there are stories of discoveries made by these treasure hunters. One heartwarming example came late last year when a treasure hunter on North Beach in Hampton discovered a 1968 Manchester Central High School class ring engraved with initials. He was able to find the original owner and reunite her with the ring, which she had lost 55 years previous.
All right, this debate has me totally hooked. Hopefully our listeners found this as interesting as we have. Do you have an opinion about this bill? It has passed the Senate, but it has yet to have a hearing scheduled in the House. Let your representatives know what you think. You can learn how to make your voice heard using our advocacy toolkit at citizenscount.org/how-to/advocate. And with that, it's time for our fun fact segment, Only in New Hampshire. Honestly, this whole episode could have been an Only in New Hampshire segment, but what have you got for us, Anna? Hopefully something metal detector related?
Yes. One example of metal detecting leading to a real archaeological insight is the discovery of the Mystery Stone or Mystery Hill Stone in Salem, New Hampshire. This stone, also known as American Stonehenge, is a 4-foot tall, egg-shaped stone with inscriptions and carvings of symbols, animals, and a human face. Metal detectors have been used by researchers and enthusiasts to explore the area surrounding the Mystery Stone in hopes of finding additional artifacts or clues about its origins. While the stone's exact age and purpose remain a subject of debate among historians and archaeologists, it has certainly intrigued visitors and researchers for decades, adding an element of mystery and fascination to New Hampshire's historic landscape. The site is often referred to as America's Stonehenge due to its resemblance to the famous Stonehenge Monument in England. However, unlike Stonehenge, which is believed to have been constructed around 3000 BCE, the origins of the Mystery Hill site are much more recent, dating back to the colonial era.
Okay, I'm starting to think I need to go out and buy a metal detector. I think, if nothing else, this has sold me on the idea.
I think that metal detect, because also when we were like looking online and we found some of those online comments about this bill, it does seem like there's also a very vibrant culture around it of people metal detecting. I remember hearing a story on NPR once about a woman who found like this local group when she lost her engagement ring, and they ended up, you know, searching the area. They showed up within like 15 minutes. It was almost like Ghostbusters. So yeah, I definitely feel like this is a culture that I would love to be involved in. In terms of this whole America's Stonehenge thing though, I gotta say I've never been. And so I also am not an expert, didn't include anything here, but also the rumor going around when I was growing up in New Hampshire was that it was somehow involved in like witchcraft, human sacrifices, which I'm pretty sure is not even remotely historically accurate, but I did just want to throw it out there.
Yeah, I saw that online too. There's some kind of big tablet there and people were like, oh, this is where they did human sacrifices. And someone else is like, yeah, actually that's like where they like made soap or something like that. Like,
very we'll leave, similar. We'll leave that. Very similar. Yeah. Although if you've seen the movie Fight Club, I'll just leave it at that.
We don't talk about Fight Club. All right. That wraps it up for this episode of $100 Plus Mileage. But you can find more information and episodes at citizenscount.org. This podcast is made possible by a generous grant from Northeast Delta Dental. We'd also like to thank Franklin Pierce University for producing and the Granite State News Collaborative for hosting. Our theme music is composed by me, Mike Dunbar. And lastly, we thank you for giving us a listen and thinking about how you can be part of what makes New Hampshire by the people, for the people.